Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Autry's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Radical Candor, Fully Revised and Updated Edition. Be a Kick-Ass Boss Without Losing Your Humanity by Kim Scott is a compelling read that dives deep into the art of being an effective leader. The book revolves around the concept of radical candor, a management philosophy that emphasizes the importance of caring personally while challenging directly. Kim Scott, with her rich experience in various leadership roles at Google and Apple, and her role as a coach at Dropbox, Qualtrics, and Twitter, brings invaluable insights into how cultivating a culture of open communication and respect can lead to organizational success. The book is not only a toolkit for managers seeking to inspire their teams, but also a guide for anyone aspiring to lead with empathy and integrity. Through relatable anecdotes and practical advice, Scott demystifies the complexities of management, making it accessible to both new and experienced leaders aiming to foster a positive and productive workplace environment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the concept of radical candor. Radical candor is the cornerstone of Kim Scott's philosophy on effective leadership and management. It is a balanced approach that requires leaders to care deeply about their team members on a personal level, while also having the courage to challenge them directly when necessary. The concept is built on two fundamental principles: care personally and challenge directly. Caring personally means showing empathy and concern for the well-being of your team members, not just as employees, but as individuals. Challenge directly, on the other hand, involves being honest and straightforward in providing feedback, even if it is potentially uncomfortable. Scott argues that this approach fosters an environment of trust and mutual respect where growth and development are prioritized. Managers who practice radical candor can effectively guide their teams, address issues proactively, and encourage a culture of openness and feedback, leading to higher satisfaction and productivity. Secondly, building relationships and trust. Building strong relationships and cultivating trust are essential components of radical candor. Kim Scott emphasizes that for managers to succeed in caring personally and challenging directly, they must first establish a foundation of trust with their team. Trust is built over time through consistent actions that show team members they are valued and respected. It involves listening intently, showing empathy, and being transparent in communication. Trust also means maintaining confidentiality, being reliable, and demonstrating integrity. When managers invest in relationships and prioritize trust, it creates a safe environment for employees to share their thoughts and feedback openly. This level of openness is critical for identifying issues early on, solving problems collaboratively, and driving team performance. Trust is not just about being liked, it's about being respected and creating a culture where team members feel comfortable taking risks and expressing dissenting opinions without fear of retribution. Thirdly, giving and receiving feedback. Feedback is a pivotal aspect of radical candor, serving as a critical tool for personal and professional growth within the team. Kim Scott outlines effective strategies for giving and receiving feedback that is both constructive and kind. When giving feedback, the focus should be on being specific, immediate, and sincere, ensuring that the recipient understands the purpose is to help them grow. Receiving feedback similarly requires openness and a commitment to self-improvement. Leaders should model how to solicit and respond to feedback gracefully, treating it as a gift rather than a critique. Effective feedback mechanisms encourage regular two-way communication, helping to identify areas for improvement, celebrate successes, and further reinforce the culture of radical candor. By normalizing feedback, leaders can drive continuous improvement and encourage a mindset of learning and resilience within their teams. Fourthly, navigating difficult conversations. Difficult conversations are inevitable in any leadership role, and Kim Scott provides valuable guidance on how to handle them with grace and effectiveness. Radical candor encourages a proactive approach to addressing issues head-on, rather than avoiding conflict. This involves preparing for the conversation, being clear about the purpose, and focusing on finding solutions rather than placing blame. Empathy plays a crucial role, allowing leaders to understand the perspective of their team members and to address concerns without diminishing their feelings. By approaching difficult conversations with honesty, respect, and a willingness to listen, managers can resolve conflicts constructively, strengthen relationships, and promote a culture of transparency and accountability. These conversations, though challenging, are pivotal moments that can lead to significant personal and organizational growth. Lastly, creating a culture of radical candor. Implementing radical candor as a cultural norm within an organization requires commitment and consistency from all levels of leadership. Kim Scott outlines actionable steps for fostering an environment where caring personally and challenging directly become the basis for all interactions. This includes setting clear expectations, modeling the behavior from the top down, and integrating radical candor into feedback processes, hiring practices, and day-to-day management. By creating mechanisms for regular candid feedback and encouraging a mindset of continuous learning and development, organizations can unlock the full potential of their teams. A culture of radical candor also requires a commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion, recognizing the unique contributions of each team member and ensuring that everyone has a voice. When successfully implemented, radical candor can transform the workplace into a dynamic, supportive, and high-performing environment. In conclusion, Radical Candor, fully revised and updated edition by Kim Scott, is an indispensable guide for current and aspiring leaders who seek to build teams rooted in trust, respect, and high performance. It is particularly beneficial for managers looking to cultivate an environment of open communication and robust feedback mechanisms. By adopting the principles of Radical Candor, leaders can not only improve their management skills, but also contribute to a more humane and effective workplace. This book is a must-read for anyone who believes in the power of empathy and direct communication as tools for building successful teams. It offers practical advice that, if applied, can lead to substantial personal and organizational growth. The approach outlined by Scott has the potential to transform management practices and is applicable across industries and team sizes. If you would like to support Kim Scott, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.